T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Good morning. On this Monday, I'm Jeff Dankert. A lot of people around the world are still processing the news of the death of Los Angeles Laker great Kobe Bryant and his daughter and several other people in a helicopter crash in California. As people do that, we're learning that the state of Illinois once owned that helicopter. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya is on top of that for us this morning.
The chopper was a Sikorsky S-76B. According to records, from 2007 to 2015, it had been used to shuttle Illinois governors and other state officials. In 2015, Governor Rauner had the helicopter and 4 other surplus aircraft put up for auction. They sold for a total of $2.5 million. The helicopter in the Kobe crash sold for more than $500,000. Meanwhile, despite there being no Bulls game yesterday, the outside of the United Center displayed a picture of Kobe Bryant in his Lakers uniform. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
There's been another ATM theft in Chicago. This is a weird trend over the past couple of weeks. Police say 3 men walked into a currency exchange at Jackson and Morgan just before 1 a.m., put the cash machine in a black car, and took off when an employee tried to confront them. No one was hurt. We may never know what triggered Friday night's deadly shooting at a West Suburban cigar lounge.
Patrick Carlin of Naperville was inside the Humidor Cigar Lounge in Ogden Avenue in Lyle when gunfire erupted on Friday night. He tells CBS 2.
The first one sounded like a bang, like something had fallen. I think after the third shot, there was screaming.
Lisa McMullen of Hyde Park shot 3 people. 51-year-old Gregory Reeves was shot in the head and killed. 2 other men were wounded and are recovering. She died when she turned the gun on herself. Carlin says McMullen appeared to be having a good time that night.
She was laughing before,
half hour before this happened. Yes, that's why I just couldn't believe it.
Police say McMullen and Reeves knew each other, but the extent of their relationship is not known. Rob Hart, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
We're expecting Governor Pritzker and 5th District Congressman Mike Quigley to talk about needed steps to improve the security of the state's election results. They're set to talk to reporters about 10:30 this morning. Illinois voters are set to go to the polls March 17th for the state primary. And we've heard a lot about the Democratic candidates for president. Some have made stops here in Chicago. Today, a different candidate is coming to the city.
One of those who is challenging President Trump on the Republican side is in Chicago. Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld will speak at the University of Chicago Institute of Politics later today. The 74-year-old was the 2016 Libertarian Party nominee for vice president. Weld was also a federal prosecutor and ran unsuccessfully for the U.S. Senate back in 1996. Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
We're expecting to hear more this evening from the mayor of Harvey about the city's police chief. The mayor put Chief Eddie Winters on leave last week after just 8 months on the job. The city council is set to meet this evening to discuss the situation.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.